Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that he who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This week gave us a talk on mental toughness. And he used me as an example. 2 years ago, I ran a marathon with the flu. I don't know if that's an example of mental toughness or mental cluelessness. But anyway, his point was is that mental toughness will get you to the finish line, no matter how hard it is or what the obstacles might be. And one of the toughest things that I challenged him, that I experienced, was I had to learn how to read German for my doctorate program. And I went all out. I got vocabulary flashcards. It was always in my pocket, always using them and reading them. I took a night courses at the Goethe Institute. I had a tutor. I was reading articles. And after I took the proficiency exam, they told me that they'll get back to me. Well, hours turned into days, which turned into weeks. And I finally got the results when I opened up the email and it said, "We regret to inform you that you did not pass." At the time, I was devastated. I worked so hard. I was crushed. But little did I know that that moment was a great moment for me. Because that's the time, that's the place where you get mental toughness. You don't get mental toughness standing on the podium after you won a race. You don't get mental toughness reaching for your diploma on your graduation day. You don't get mental toughness when you walk down the aisle on your wedding day. You don't get mental toughness when everything's going well and everything's happy. It's in the tough times. So how do you get mental toughness? You reach out and you listen to the voices that come to you. So in that dark moment, I listened to my director's voice. And he said to me, "Don't worry about it, that's nothing. They flunk everybody the first time. They just want to show how hard the program is." I listened to the voices of my classmates who also had to take proficiency examinations for language. They said, "You got this. You get just a few more vocabulary words, a couple of more articles to read. You got this. It's yours." You listen to the voices, the encouraging voices that come to you. Today is a triumph of the cross. And when Jesus was in the garden, he was crushed. He was crushed because no one would ever have to face the burden. He had the whole world on his shoulders. But little did he realize that was a great moment. That was a great moment because that's when Christ got mental toughness. And what he did is he listened. He listened to the voices that came to him. He listened to the angels that God sent to him. And he listened to the voice of Scripture. He opened the book of Samuel, and there was David standing before him. And David says, "You remember me? I was just a kid. I was just a kid when I stood in front of Goliath, the greatest warrior of our time. He had armor head to toe. And I stood in front of him, and I didn't have anything. I didn't have a helmet. I had no armor, no sword, no experience in warfare. But on that day, I showed the world how great God was. Now, Lord, it's your turn. This is your hour. It's your moment to show the world. And then the Lord listened to the voices of Scripture from the book of Genesis. Joseph came to him and said, "You remember me? My brothers, they hated me. They sold me into slavery. When I got into Egypt, they accused me of a crime that I didn't commit. They threw me in prison. And in the darkest moment of my life, God gave me a dream. A dream that I would save the world. And I did. Now, Lord, it is your turn. This is your time. This is your moment to show the world your greatness." And the Lord stood up from the garden, and he faced the ultimate worst, death. And he beat it. He beat death. He won. And then he came back after he won to give us the victory spoils of that win, which is eternal life. So know this. In your darkest moments, when all seems lost, when you're in that hole, it can be the greatest moment for you, because that's where you get mental toughness. You just listen to the voices that God gives you.